Elk Point. It took 3.5 hours, but Elk Point Town Council's special meeting last Tuesday did not require a second evening of deliberation to take care of the interim 2024 capital budget and interim 2024 and three-year operating budgets, plus a lineup of new business items that resulted from the cancellation of the regular council meeting planned for November 14. Some of those added items had an impact on the budgets. Participation in a regional services study, for the four municipalities that took part in the October 24 meeting between the councils of the County of St. Paul, towns of Elk Point and St. Paul and the summer village of Horseshoe Bay, was deferred to discussions for the 2025 budget, with Town of Elk Point staff having over a collective 65 years of experience and education in both rural and urban planning and development, and Sao Ken Guoged, quite comfortable not hiring a consultant. Mayor Parrish Tung was concerned with the budget implications, without knowing the exact amount involved and said, "Why not next year or the year after? I'm not saying no, but we just can't afford it this year." Elk Point Airport. A resolution at the October 26 Airport Committee meeting to direct the councils to pursue joint purchase of the Elk Point Airport with the County of St. Paul was rescinded after going into a closed session at the end of the council meeting. It was noted that the county would want it to remain as it is, while the town would welcome more development in the airport area. New signage for fire and rescue. A quote for replacement of the signage on the Elk Point Fire and Rescue Building was approved, with the cost shared with the County of St. Paul, with the quote from the supplier of metal letters to replace the fading vinyl logos and signage, and the town share referred to the 2024 budget discussions. Extravaganza Road closure. A request from the Elk Point and District Chamber of Commerce to close 50 Street from Railway Avenue to 51 Avenue from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday, November 24 for the Christmas Extravaganza Parade, use of barricades and fire ring, and use of the Eco Center for Elk Point Community Lions to serve hot dogs and hot chocolate that evening was approved. The town will also donate a prize for the draws. Public hearing scheduled. The Municipal Controlled Corporation, MCC, called the Elk Point Investment Corporation, represents 10% of ASCII Assini, a partnership with Frog Lake First Nation and Natural Fiber Technology. The town's financial contribution through the MCC is $500,000, and a federal corporate not-for-profit organization to run parallel with the MCC has been registered as of October 31. A public hearing is scheduled for the December 11 regular council meeting, which will be held in the Northern Lights Library System boardroom. A draft business plan is available to the public, who would have to register their intention at least 5 business days in advance if they wish to speak at the hearing. Council heard that the town's legal advisors have given approval to going forward, and an offer made for the building which will house a hemp building block business has been accepted, with 2 customers already indicating interest in the product. After further discussion in the closed session, the purchase was approved pending building and structure inspection. Council approved the contribution of $500,000, with the initial $150,000 payment to ASCII Assini to be made from unrestricted surplus funds and the remaining $350,000 paid later this month from reserves. Right-of-way lease. An additional $20,000 was put in the hired services slot of the 2024 operating budget to hire Scott Land and Lease Limited to obtain a right-of-way needed for sewer installation in the future. Capital budget. After careful scrutiny of the 2024 draft capital budget, 10-year draft capital plan, 20-year draft public works equipment replacement plan, and 20-year draft fire department equipment replacement plan, council gave all 4 their approval. Operating budget. The 2024 interim operating budget also got a line-by-line going over, with the proposed revenue total up 9% from the current year. However, the estimated total expenses added up to 16% more than this year. This could be offset by the sale of industrial land owned by the town. Until that happens, Sao Guoged advised, if it's not an emergency, don't do it. One factor in the increased expenses is higher cost for water, which will see residential users pay an additional $6 every 2 months and non-residential users pay an additional $12 every 2 months above the current year's $120 for both on the base amount. Water consumption over 28 cubic meters will increase from $4 per cubic meter to $4.20, and bulk water will go from $5 per cubic meter to $6 per cubic meter. Garbage collection cost is also increasing, going from $33 to $44, and a new charge of $3 for residential garbage bins will be added to the $14 water meter replacement charge, which is also paid by non-residential users, the resulting $17 for residents and $14 for non-residents now becoming a utility reserve, to be used for upkeep on utility equipment. The interim operating budget was passed in the final motion of the evening.